Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
I thought this is pretty cool. It's titled 21 Startling But Real TV Facts That Will Mess With Any Millennial's Head.
Oh.
And I was sold after reading the first one.
Please.
So this is interesting. Today, and it's about shows from a few years back. Today, Will Smith is not only older than James Avery, who played Uncle Phil, was when The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air first aired. He is also as old as James was when the series ended.
Man.
Wow.
He is older than Uncle Phil was at the beginning of the
Will
show.
Will Smith.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, man, that's a melon twister.
James was 44 when the show first aired in 1990 and 50 years old when the show aired in its final episode in 1996. Will is now 50 years old.
Did you see that version, that trailer for the movie that he's in, Will Smith?
Gemini Man?
Yeah, where a younger him
of himself
is sent out to kill him.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, here's another fact. While Tatiana Ali, she is now older than the original Aunt Viv, Janet Hubert, was when she first played Tatiana's mother on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-huh. And by the way, while we were on vacation a couple of weeks ago, we ran back the Italian Fresh Prince of Bel-Air thing. Uh-huh. And I had listened to the segment, and I think this is the segment we might have played 1,000 times that morning. You guys remember that at all from like 10 years ago?
Oh, it's the theme song.
It's the theme song.
Ho!
There we go.
Hey, questa è la maxi storia di come la mia vita è cambiata. Capa volta sotto sopra si è finita. Seduto su due piedi, qui con te, ti parlerò di Willy, super fico di Bel Air.
Oh my God. I didn't hear Philadelphia in there anywhere.
It's coming up.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
Giocando a basket con gli amici sono cresciuto, me la sono spassata. Wow, che fissa ogni minuto, le mie toste giornate filavano così. Tra un megatiro a canestro, un film di Spike Lee.
It would have been there.
Okay,
but
yeah.
They didn't say it.
Why not?
I don't know.
In Sicily.
All right, so I have a couple of other interesting facts.
Okay? All right.
In less than a year, it'll be the 20th anniversary of both Even Stevens and Malcolm in the Middle, which officially makes them old school TV shows. I don't remember Even Stevens. You
guys remember that was with Shia LaBeouf, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this one will blow your mind. If the Golden Girls was made today, Molly Ringwald would be old enough to play Blanche.
What? Yeah, they were all pretty young, right?
Rue McClanahan was 51 years old in 1985 when the show debuted, which is the same age that Molly is today. And Jennifer Lewis would be old enough to play Sophia. Estelle Getty was 62 years old when the show debuted, which is the same age that Jennifer Lewis is now.
Estelle Getty was playing much older. She's playing like 80, right?
Yep. They oldified her a little bit for that. How about this? Reminiscing about your favorite episode of Full House today would be like someone reminiscing about their favorite episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show in the early 90s.
Wow.
That's how far back that is.
But it's funny because I think what happens is the repeats keep them contemporary. So you still see the stuff all the time.
Well, it's crazy because my repeats. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, my repeats. Thanks for hanging with me.
We're all of like those 50s and 60s shows and some 70s shows as well.
I love MeTV, Antenna TV, you know, some of this stuff is just, it's timeless.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's true.
All right. So how about this? If Fuller House were to pay homage to the Full House episode where the Beach Boys guest starred, then they could have No Doubt or Blink 182 and it would make sense time frame.
Oh, wow.
And so at the time, though, the Beach Boys, it seemed ancient, you know.
It did.
You
know what I mean? Ridiculous. I mean, even back then.
The same would go for this. The Beach Boys guest starred on Full House in 1988, which was 20 years removed from 1968 when they were still a big rock band, while 20 years ago in 1999, both Blink-182 and No Doubt were big alt-rock bands.
Yeah, man, that's effed up.
1999 was 20 years ago.
I have a hard time. It still seems like the 90s were just a like a couple of years ago.
I found a whole cache of photos in my house, and I haven't seen them in years. And one of the sets of photos was I put together this huge party at the Millennium, literally December 31st, 1999. And I'm looking at these as if they were yesterday.
Yeah, the 80s seem like forever ago to me, but the 1990s don't seem like they were that long ago to me. I don't know why.
I think it all because we're constantly referring to both contemporary and old pop culture at the same time, so it sort of lives on. I always, my mind is blown by hearing stuff like this because it's all sort of living contemporaneously.
Okay, so I'll try to explain this one. So the show Freaks and Geeks,
yes,
premiered in 1999, and it was set 19 years before, during the 1980 to 81 school season. Okay, so keep that in mind. If it was created today and set in the same number of years back, it would take place in 2000.
I never watched it. I did watch
Freaks and Geeks, and that's where you had, that was a Judd Apatow show, and you had a lot of the people that are now, you know, veterans of Judd Apatow. Yeah, all those guys came out of that whole deal.
Cardellini, she was in that. Yeah, there were a lot of people. James.
Franco.
Franco, yeah.
Sam Levine.
Sam Levine was in it. Yeah, you're right. Yep, absolutely. And, wait, who's next?
Busy Phillips is in it, and Linda Cardellini.
Yeah. Here we go. If Happy Days were created today and set in the same number of years back, it would take place in 2000.
No. I always thought, I always thought that, you know, growing up, at least I think we have cooler music to remember. I'm sure, like, I was never a big doo-wop fan.
Oh, see, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my mom and dad were into it, and so I loved all that old stuff.
Mm. Didn't we have an Italian version of Happy Days as well, or is that Spanish version of Happy Days?
I don't know.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Can you look and see?
Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't a rhetorical question.
You got access to all of that. That was the time when we were going through all the TV shows that had foreign versions and foreign theme songs, because there was a day when there were theme songs.
So who's dead from the Happy Days cast? Aaron Moran and Tom.
Oh, my God.
Tom Bosley.
She's dead?
Tom Bosley. Aaron Moran died. You remember that?
I forget these things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Happy Days in Spanish or Italian.
Do you have... Do you have it in Pig Latin?
No, but I do have Blossom in, like, Spanish or something.
Yeah, that's
Unde
right.
Unde Uzde.
That was a Unde
Unde Me.
Unde Me Uzde Te. Happy Hay Days.
Yeah, right. Try it.
Thursday Day. Friday Fray. I'm saying the wrong.
Friday Fay.
Friday Fay.
Real Rat Rotten Hut.
Happy Hay A Days.
Happy
Let's A's listen to A's Blossom.
Oh, wait, no.
Why would I always...
I wasn't ready. Oh, that was Olaf.
If you wanted... I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and things hot.
And that's supposed to sound like The Bachelorette. All right, here's another one while you're looking that stuff up. So this year marks the 30th anniversary of Saved by the Bell. 30th.
30.
Yeah.
By the way, one of the great, we talk about those Lifetime movies that are sort of biopics. That one's one of my favorites.
So Mark Paul Gosselaar is older today than Dennis Haskins was when he first started playing Mr. Belding. That's where we're
at. You know, I hear that name, it brings up a sore point because I was a big fan of The Passage.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
One season, and they canceled it. Those rat pricks.
That was a good show. Okay, so Jaleel White from Family Matters is now older than Reginald Vell Johnson was when Family Matters first premiered. That was the dad on the show, right?
Yeah.
Wow. He was also in Die Hard.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Yeah, I love the...
Que nos traerá el futuro, que puede adivinar. Si escuchas lo que digo, no te deprimirás. No debes preocuparte, arréglate y sal a pasear.
Okay. Let's see. This year, Jonathan Taylor Thomas will be as old as Tim Allen was when he first starred on Home Improvement.
I was just reading an article about him, about how why he sort of walked away from Hollywood.
It wasn't because he was too short and couldn't become a leading man.
Yeah, that was part of it, but it was also he just lost interest.
Do we all just, like, lose time or something like that?
No.
Seems like it.
Yeah, right?
By the way, he is also older now than Richard Karn, who played Al
oh my God.
When Home Improvement premiered.
It's effed up.
Mm-hmm.
I just started watching yesterday old episodes of Cheers because it's now on Netflix. And so I watched the first.
Oh, it's been on.
Yeah. First and second episodes. And it just kind of blew me away that, like, Sam and Diane were, like, 38 years old because their age came up. Actually, his age came up in the very first episode.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow. Because even I look at him then, and if he's 38 in that episode, I'm older than him. He still looks older than me. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah, he appears in your mind to be older than you at that time frame. Yeah. Here's another fact. Freshmen entering college this fall have always lived in a world where SpongeBob SquarePants and Dora the Explorer have always existed.
Well, that's a pretty good world, SpongeBob.
Yep, and they're doing the Dora Explorer film, live action movie.
Were you were your kids a fan of Dora the Explorer?
Yeah, they were. It was at that time,
yeah.
And they were pre-K, and so it was a perfect. They actually the show taught quite a bit. Huh. It was well done.
If you're not careful, you might learn something.
Right. Have you guys seen the Dora All Grown Up? Things on they show up on like YouTube or whatever.
I've watched.
My name is Dora.
No, it's still like Dora's.
Explore me.
It's still her voice, but she's like. Like, don't you hate it when you show up to work hungover and your boss asks you what's wrong?
You mentioned that, yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Most freshmen entering high school this year have always lived in a world where Grey's Anatomy has always existed.
Oh, that's a horrible world.
And freshmen in high school, probably, yeah, they were born after September 11th, 2001. Like, that's history for them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It wasn't a part of their...
They weren't alive for it.
Well, that's kind of like that show Euphoria that sort of steps off on that. The chick who plays MJ in Spider-Man.
Oh, Zendaya?
Zendaya. Yeah, her character was born like 2 or 3 days after that.
Okay.
And yeah.
Here we go. There's never been a new episode of Friends in their lifetime either.
Wow.
Speaking of Friends, Cole Sprouse. Who is Cole Sprouse?
Oh, that was... Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He was the kid in Big Daddy, and he was the son... In Ross's son.
And he's on Riverdale. Oh. He plays Jughead.
He's now older than Jennifer Aniston was when she first appeared on the show.
And he's also dating Reinhardt, Lily Reinhardt, who's in that new Jennifer Lopez stripper movie where they hustle the Wall Street guys.
Remind me who Lily Reinhardt is. I know that name.
So she's from Riverdale. She plays Betty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's stunning.
She's stunning. Now, you got to see her in the trailer for this movie.
Totally different.
They also have from Crazy Rich Asians and from Fresh Off the Boat. I forget her name. What's her name?
Is it Allison Wu? Or am I just making that name?
No,
up?
It sounds close.
What is it?
Constance Wu?
Constance Wu. So they're all playing strippers.
Constance
and they...
Wu.
Constance Wu.
Constance Wu.
Thank you.
Constance Wu, you.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about how Cole Sprouse, who's dating in a relationship with, I believe her name is Lily Reinhardt.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're correct.
Okay, I thought that was Zach and Cody. All right.
Yeah, and one of them left showbiz, and the other one, I guess, is still in it.
Okay. And then the last little fact I have on this is this year marks the 20th anniversary of Corey and Topanga.
Mm. Corey and Topanga.
Yeah.
Topanga just got married.
Boy Meets World, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Danielle Fischel.
Yes. Remember she had like a crazy bar dancing.
Yeah, she was here.
Deal
she was
here.
At McFadden.
She was at the ballpark.
Yeah. And made out with another girl and somebody that
weren't happy about
we
it.
We got wind of it and we had her on the show and we asked her about it and she hung up on us.
Yes, she did.
So
screw her.
No, not screw her.
Tomorrow or next month, Preston, is the 25th anniversary of Shawshank Redemption coming out in theaters.
Wow.
Yeah, 25 years. That's
tonight amazing. Is there's an anniversary viewing of The Sixth Sense.
Yeah, that's 20 years?
20 years, I believe. Right?
I was at that premiere in Philadelphia. I had
You're at the premiere?
I was at the premiere, yeah.
Were you working in radio at the time?
Yeah, I was at Y100. I did a lot of like movie screenings.
You were Casey Knight.
I was not Casey Knight. But I worked a lot. Listen, I wasn't married, didn't have kids. My girlfriend at the time lived
far
away.
You could go to the movies.
I went to the movies a lot. But I was at that one. And
was Knight there?
Knight was there.
No kidding.
And he had told a story about when... You know, I don't want to say it was like the basis off of this movie, but he basically, when he was a kid, he says he saw a ghost.
Yes,
like
he told us the story. Yeah.
So at the screening, he was talking about how he's, in his friend's like backyard, they were, playing basketball and he looked up and saw somebody in the window.
I remember that, yeah. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
So there's a screening tonight, Steve?
Well, he's going to, yeah, it's at the Film Center, I think it is. And he is going to be there talking about it. And you know, normally it would be nice to have him on, but we don't know what the story is.
Huh.
But yeah, it's a big deal.
It debuted August 6th, 1999.
Wow, man. I remember when that came out, what a big deal that was.
It just blew up.
Yeah.
Put him right on the map.
You gotta go see
this. Well, he talked about, like, if you remember, Donnie Wahlberg was in the very, very beginning of that movie, and he had lobbied hard for that part because he was really trying to break into acting.
Yeah.
And he was great. I mean, he was only in the movie for a couple of minutes.
Yep.
He was awesome.
And I didn't know it was him until, like, days after I'd seen the movie. Somebody pointed out to me, that was him? And sure enough, he's gone on to do some really solid stuff, so... Interesting.
Steve, I'm sorry to report that Lily Reinhart and Cole Hauser have broken... Not Cole Hauser, Cole Sprouse.
They broke up?
They broke up, man.
I just saw an Instagram pictures. This can't be.
It's breaking news, man. I'm really sorry.
I love you so much. And I can't have a life without you.
Breaking news.
When did this happen?
This weekend? I mean, this is literally over the last few days, so...
There was just Instagram pictures posted of them together!
She stepped out for the first time. Cole Sprouse hit the town without Lily. Oh. I know. They broke up, last week.
Well, she's pretty beautiful.
Steve, will you feel better if we play you a song?
Yeah, I think I'd like that.
I mean, how can that not put a smile on your face?
It's really nice.
All right, well, anyhow, it's TV Facts. What?
Hey.
Break.
Oh, Jesus.
Preston, if you look up to the screen, Lily Reinhart just posted something on Instagram.
Yeah.
Read what she wrote.
She wrote, a reliable source has confirmed that none of you know S.
Oh.
They are still together.
Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse are still together.
I'm a Riverdale freak, so I... he is Luke Perry's in the Quentin Tarantino movie, right?
I got a little bit.
No kidding.
I was so bummed out when I saw him on the screen.
How long is he on for?
Not very long. Just a little bit, a little part. I was like, oh man,
it sucks.
Yeah,
it would have been so.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Brad Pitt or was it Leo? I think it was Leo.
They
mainly
both were freaking out.
We're just like, oh my god,
yeah,
I can't believe he's here. Can you believe that?
Yeah, because he and Brad don't share any scene. Don't share the scene, but Leo and Luke do.
Okay.
But I was like, oh man,
I know.
Forgot about that.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's sad. Okay, well, anyhow, just thought we'd share those bits of information with you.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.